In Plant City, there have been several large-scale layoffs during the last year. That has made non-farm employment opportunities difficult to come by for the 30,000 residents of this eastern Hillsborough County community. Today, the Plant City campus of Hillsborough Community College, or HCC, held a college and job fair for students and members of the public, like Plant City resident Patricia Hayes.
It's real competitive right now. You know, everybody's getting laid off, and everybody's just trying to find something to make ends meet. It's quite difficult.
And if you got it, you're hired.
On New Year's Eve, Hayes was laid off from Tampa Bay Academy after its license was revoked by the Healthcare Administration. Hayes was an administrative assistant who audited medical charts. But that's just one in a series of major layoffs. Plant City's largest private employer, Smithfield Foods, announced last month that it would close its meat processing plant and lay off all 760 employees by September. It's horrible looking for a job in Plant City, according to resident Gary Fisher. Because of the downturn in construction, Fisher has not been able to find work in computer drafting.
I've been out of work since mid-October, and there's just nothing out there for my field. So at this point, it's whatever it takes to keep a roof over my head and food in my kids' mouths, you know.
Fisher visited the employment table for the Holiday Inn Express in Plant City. Their general manager, Jennifer Ferguson, says they're seeking applicants for housekeeping and front desk positions.
We're finding a lot of applicants. We're looking for just a personality, a smile, somebody that's going to be courteous and just very professional with our guests.
Lots of good jobs.
In 2008, there were at least three major layoffs in Plant City. In April, James Hardy Building Products, one of the city's largest employers, laid off 79 workers. Albertsons Supermarket announced in June that 121 distribution center employees would lose their jobs in August. And in October, more than 160 workers at Golden Aluminum Extrusion were fired with no warning because their plant was shut down. Plant City resident Cedric Cotton is looking for a job in warehouse or retail.
It's kind of hard. You got to get anything that come at you in Plant City, but you just got to keep trying and you'll surely get there.
Dan Burtz is an industrial maintenance technician from Plant City who was part of a major layoff at Lakeland's Key Safety near the end of last year.
It's hard, very hard. I found a couple here that I'm filling out an application now for one, and then I've got some others that I'm going to be looking at.
Lakeika Moultrie of Bartow had been a city planner in Jacksonville, but now is looking for any job she can find.
The job market right now is really, really difficult, I'm finding. I have, like I said, been out of work since December, and, you know, there's not a lot of jobs out there.
Kurt Wilkening, Division Chief of Recruiting for Hillsborough County, says that despite the county's budget problems, they are hiring water plant operators and trainees, office clerks, and professional engineers.
Normally, we would have probably over 100, 115 jobs on recruitment at any given week. But yes, the county has a hiring freeze. But they're still recruiting for essential positions. So right now there's probably about 30 or so jobs on open recruitment, which means that essentially anybody with an internet-connected PC can apply for these county jobs.
Staff Sergeant Luis A. Lopez is a recruiter for the U.S. Army in Plant City. He says that local recruitment is meeting the numbers, even though the qualifications that recruits have to meet have gotten tougher.
It makes it a little bit harder right now. I mean, couple categories have been closed, but we're still in a fight.
In addition to providing an opportunity to connect job seekers with 20 employers, HCC's College and Job Fair gave students and potential students an opportunity to learn about 10 colleges and universities in Florida. Minnie Burrows is Student Services Manager at HCC.
The universities and colleges are here because we have students graduating each semester, and we wanted them to have a smooth transition from the community college to the university. We have both private and public.
This is a list of all the majors, minors, concentrations.
Reina Perez has almost completed her two-year associate's degree at HCC and is looking both for a job and a four-year college. She learned about the University of Tampa's nursing program from Colleen Duffy, their assistant director of transfer admissions. Perez has part-time work as a switchboard operator in a hospital, but is looking for employment with more regular hours.
You know, I could be without a job for like, what, two,
even 3 weeks sometimes, and I won't get called at least once, maybe once a day during a week. But still, that's not enough, you know, nowadays especially.
UT's Colleen Duffy admits that recruiting students to a private college can be difficult during a recession.
Yes, most of the people here are students, and other people in the area. It does appear as though they're more interested in the job fair than they are the college fair. Especially for a private institution, obviously, it's a little bit of a harder sell to have students understand the quality of education they can receive, but at the same time, there is a larger price tag to it. And right now, with the economy, obviously, given the way that it is, I'm really not surprised to see the students over on the other side of the room.